Yeah.
I'm working on dying.
I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over sex. That's why they need me.
Verbose.xyz. You heard it here, Verbose. You heard it here, Verbose. Verbose, you've heard it here, Verbose. I am Miles Lowroad, if you didn't know. Tonight, I am joined by the amazing man, Crafter, a.k.a. My Dick Run Hot, a.k.a. Sound Guy.
Another Wednesday. Welcome back.
And it's good to have you guys. We're going to bring you through an amazing journey tonight of ridiculousness, conspiracy, entertainment, and fun. Join us in the chat. We're definitely over at twitch.tv/verbose_xyz. You can also find us on d.tube. Look for Verbose. And on BitChute as well, under my account, Miles Lowroad. Probably shared some other places as well. Thanks again for joining us. So good to be here. Crafter, you need a soundboard so you could insert fart noise here.
Yeah, it'd be like great. Or like something like boing, like, yeah, it'd be pretty good.
Right? Is there a sound for yeet? Like, yeet. Is there? Yeah, exactly. We need like a prominent yeet sound. That's for sure. Also, is there a sound that one plays that initiates a dab?
I don't know. I don't know what dab sounds like. I mean, it probably sounds a lot like a douchebag.
Ah, got you. But not only douchebags dab. I think, you know, a lot of people dab as well.
Yeah, there was a whole generation of douchebags.
I'm going to just dab right now for all the douchebags out there. I'm doing
it.
Just imagine it in your mind's eye. Fucking, but how are you doing tonight? What's going on in the land of Crafter?
The land of Crafter. Conspiracies, you know, government's trying to take over my world, you know, they're trying to bring in the Third Temple. You know, you just warned me in the tip of the iceberg, and now I've dived so deep that I'm probably going to have to move into the mountains or at least Alaska.
Yeah, dude, I'm right there with you, bro. It's like we're like finally seeing eye to eye, but we're moving in separate direction. Where I came from, relinquishing myself to never having to deal with it, putting myself far away into survival, back into, I guess I'm going to have to fight for it now. I'm in the thick of things. It's too late, man. Too late to run. Shit's just going to hit the fan and we're going to have to fucking deal with it. Third Temple's coming.
Goyim slaves. Goyim slaves. God damn it.
So, Goyim slaves, dude, no. I don't think so, because everyone's going to fight for the supremacy, right? Because every book, every end day prophecy says the same thing. Like, you're the chosen one. You win the game. You know, believe in us and you win the game. So what happens, you know, Christ comes back to Earth. People don't magically fly away to Skycake. Then there's a lot of duking out gonna you know, parlay.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like the whole thing would really help if we could just get one more prophet. You know, just like, can we make any deals with any kind of deity that we just get, like, one more? You know, like, we haven't seen any in, like, a long, long time. You know, can we just get, like, one more? Just, like, one.
Well, we're set to see three more, right? Like, Mashiach would be the Jewish proclaimed Messiah, who, by the way, doesn't have to be, you know, birthed of a virgin mother or, like, teleported from another dimension there, you know, or descended from heaven. It literally can be a human that's anointed, a very powerful human that's anointed as Mashiach. So that's kind of scary. Like, you could easily fake that one, right? Like, but then that plays into the Christian idea of Antichrist, the fake Christ, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. But, okay, so that's one, right? And then Jesus coming back, that's an obvious one. And when he's coming back, I think he's coming, he'll fly there and he'll have like a flying saucer, but it'll look like a sandal, like a flip-flop. And it'll fly in and there'll be sky cake for all and you'll be whisked away, but then the rest stay. And then there's the Islamic prophecy, which both tells of Jesus coming back as Isa, I believe. Yeah, and then... Sure. And I can't remember the other prophet's name, but there's another prophet. I think it's a manifestation of Muhammad. Oh, it is. Okay. I thought by a different name, though.
What's his like, full name? Muhammad something, Ali or something.
And the cool thing about the Antichrist and Islam, and I've just recently learned this, because I had a false narrative brewing in my head, and that was that once the end of days scenario wrapped up, that Islam would win because they don't have an Antichrist, but I was wrong about that. And Islam has the most descriptive Antichrist that I've heard of, with one bad eye and the other bulging out like a grape.
Yeah, that's what the Muslims believe, that the Antichrist or the false prophet, the false Messiah, will have a bulging eye.
Whoa.
But yeah. The real question we have to ask is, like, you know, the real miracle was, how was Jesus able to be born out of Mary when she was only, like, 14 years old? That's the real question. R. Kelly wants to know these answers.
Fucking R. Kelly, man. I still can't get over his public freakout, dude. Like, and I saw this interesting analysis on it that was like, yeah, you got to see firsthand how he treats women who tried to, kind of get one over on him. Because obviously being interviewed in those situations, like, someone's trying to get you to say the things that make the juice, make the juice nasty, make the money dollars that people get the views, you know what I mean? No. So, like, no?
I don't get views. I have no juice. I'm juiceless.
You have none of the juice? No, well, we just talk about other people's juice. Other people got juice. Yeah. But anyway, so like, seeing her ask these like, very forward questions of like, come on, Robert, like, really, you didn't do this? Like, we caught you on camera. It wasn't me. Shit. You ain't Shaggy. Come on now, right? And he just like stands up all like, no! That wasn't me!
You're ruining my life!
Oh my god. And you can see, that's the tame version. Imagine, someone that he's passionately involved with, how he would yell at them. I'm hearing counts of, like, brainwash and shit. Dude, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy decision you made to go on TV and be faced with the allegations right in front of you by someone asking you directly to your face, and then you freak out like that? Ooh, bro.
Yeah, like, what did you expect the interview to be about?
Right? It's like Chris Watts fucking just playing it cool,
Yeah.
Or it wasn't...
He was like, oh, the news wants to interview me? Sure, yeah, let's talk about how much I miss my wife. You fucking psycho.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Fuck. And he's not the first. There was someone in New Mexico who did it as well. That guy who fucking beat that girl in the head with a pipe or something like that. She's never been the same or whatever, and like now she just recently remembered that it was him.
That guy.
Yeah, and he's been denying it for years, and just like even on video, like saying like, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Like, holy shit. Now you have a life with a wife and some kids, and now... Bye-bye. Shit caught up with you once you remembered.
Yeah, that's always scary. Like, what if anything you did illegal might just catch up with you 20 years down the line? Wouldn't that be just horrible? Like, you can get drug charges from 20 years ago. Wouldn't that be bad?
Right?
I mean, that's not the circumstance, I mean, he brutally beat a young, teenage girl, which is way different than that, but it's just crazy that, 10 years later, you're suddenly faced with that,
I feel like for that, though, there's a certain level of, a larger statute of limitations.
Yeah, definitely. But
same thing with, like, a sexual crime of some sort,
Well, I don't, definitely, at least here, there is no statute of limitations for sex crimes or for murder.
Yeah, word, exactly. That makes sense. But, like, drug charges, though, I feel like, come on, man.
Yeah, like, I don't have them now. Like, what the hell?
Right. And I've changed my life since then. I don't smoke crack every day anymore, you know? Why should I, you know, I made this reform in my life. Someone that would go through that, you know, like you, it once hooked on drugs, it's difficult to make a change. So that's like society saying, fuck you. You might have changed and all, but you got to prove it.
Once a crackhead, always a crackhead.
Is that you're saying?
No, that's society saying.
Mm. Exactly. I don't know if it's society saying, but definitely the government.
The government. See, what kind of government clip do you want to hear from first? You want to hear about some Ilhan Omar? Huh? You want to hear?
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, I'm liking this chick. Like, I think that since I started hating on the Jews, I have more of an understanding for Muslims. But I think what's going to happen is it's all going to balance out, and I'm going to remember all fuck all Abrahamic religions. But right now, I like hearing what she says in counterpoint to this fucking bloated guy talking about how if you hate Israel, you're anti-Semitic. Before we play this clip, I kind of want to break that down a sec. Like there's Israel is a straight-up ethno-state. There's no one else there but Jews.
Yeah, and I would like to even publicly say to any time that an ethnostate is wrong, you know, be it a white country, a black country, anything like that. When you're excluding people by the color they were born to, you know, like that's a really, really bad time. And that's a slippery slope towards genocide or to setting up towards a massive war. Like that's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
And you see that even in South Africa with white families there. Like, the same neocons that are like, oh, poor South Africans are like, fuck the Palestinians, you know? And if you hate Israel, you're anti-Semitic. Like, fuck you guys. it just blows my mind. But this video is a roast video. It's supposed to be. And it goes through him, like, calling her an anti-Semite repeatedly and saying over and over again that if you hate Israel, then you're an anti-Semite. But then she goes on and says, like, hey, I'm not anti-Semitic, but, you know, my people are oppressed too, and they're oppressed by these people, and we just kind of turn a blind eye? What the fuck? Like, no, I'm not going to pass this vote to censor speech, which is what this is all about. It's this idea, they're trying to pass this bill that making anti-Semitic remarks illegal or something like that. Yep. Anyways.
Which is crazy in itself. Like, I mean, I don't agree with anti-Semitism, but anti-Israel speech is not the same as anti-all Jewish people. It's not the same thing. Israel is a country. Jewish people is a religion or a culture or, you know, an ethnic ethnicity. But Jewish is not the same as Israel. You know, they are separate. Israel is a country, you know, with a horrible mindset.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, ready for the clip. Ready and go.
Yeah, play this.
Oh, shit. Let's get some sound.
I know a little bit about discrimination.
There we go.
I face it every single day. I carry multiple identities that are constantly being discriminated against. I thank the author for thinking about this particular bill.
I believe she's talking about the author of the bill.
But I am saddened by the particular purpose I believe this bill serves. Some of the members in this room have spoken to and would like to believe that this is a particular bill that is to support the Jewish community. Some would even think that this is a great bill because we are a body that is fighting against discrimination. if those two things.
But she's discriminated against. She's already played the victim card.
It would have been a great support for Representative Hornstein's amendment. I believe that this is the kind of thing we bring forth so that we create more division. We further a narrative that says particular people's concerns, the oppressions that they may feel, the ways that they might see they might want to use their freedoms in order to oppose a government that they might feel is oppressing, is not okay. And they don't have a right to do so.
That's, she literally calls them out. Like,
as many of you
for
know,
division.
I come from Africa. And I wasn't old enough to know all that was happening.
Wait, can you pause it?
When the apartheid.
Yeah.
So then she goes into talking about apartheid and like she didn't experience it, but her father did. But like you hear her say it, right? She goes into explain things and then says that I'm not anti-Semitic, blah, blah, blah. But she says it in that moment. She literally says, like, you know, this is a bill of division. It's not a bill of togetherness. That meaning that you now divide a people, you divide two parties of anti-Semitic and not, just because some people don't agree with Israel. And now you're labeling these people as, anti-Israelites, anti-Jews, right? Anti-Zion. Then now you're kind of shunned from both parties and it becomes one new weird thing, right?
Yeah. And this, and how is the loyalty to another country besides ours any qualification for Congress, for citizenship, for belief? Like, it's just ridiculous to think the idea that we should be forced to support any other country besides ours alone.
Verbose.xyz, you're hearing it here right now. And I definitely feel that in the sense that Donald Trump, and I guess I'm going to get into this a little bit because Crafter knows a lot, all two of you out there on TV watching land know that, you know, I've been on the Trump train for a bit. And now that I'm looking, I mean, I think the first kind of weird wake up was Saudi Arabia for me. I don't know, there's got to be something before it, man. Not really, though. Saudi Arabia was the weird one. And then all of this idea of make Israel great. Like, CPAC, there was literally tables there with red MAGA hats that were make build Israel great again. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You ran in 2016 on the idea of sovereignty. And now you're going to be like, let's fucking give our resources to Israel? What about America first?
Yeah. Or and like the idea of speaking badly about like a relationship like that's even more ridiculous. Like we have the freedom to outright speak like when you think another country is doing something wrong. Like that's one of the great freedoms that you're supposed to have.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Oh yeah, and the bump stock thing, that was another one. It was like, okay, let's ban bump stocks, right? And I think that was more like, this is like kind of a useless tool. No one's really going to care, and I'm going to make both sides. Or I'm gonna appease the Democrats, right? But I think there's it's turning into too much of that, too much of appeasing.
Do you know what that ban consists of? Like, if you are found in possession of one after March 23rd of this month, it is up to a $10,000 fine and up to like 10 years in jail. It's the same charge as if you had a machine gun.
Holy shit!
You are not allowed to be in possession of it. You have to have it destroyed. Like that's seriously the law. I read it and I was like, what the fuck? Like that's like damn well Aurelia. Like I understand like you can't produce them anymore and things like that, but like saying like to have one is like owning a machine gun. That's crazy.
So wait a minute. That's nuts.
It's a felony.
Huh. So in order to like ride the wave, you gotta hide them for a long ass time until the bill changes. That or they all get destroyed.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It's weird. It's like it's like some like weird kind of like destroy, burn all the books. We don't want this thing around anymore. It's gone. Like not even to acknowledge it existed or how it was used. Like let's not talk about Las Vegas at all.
Let's talk about Las Vegas. How many shooters are in Las Vegas? And before we get to that, you don't need a bump stock. All you need is a belt loop. Just saying.
Yeah, but it's crazy how harsh they went with that law. Like, everyone knew it was kind of being used as an example, but this is a really harsh example.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And, you know, on top, that compounds upon all these little things. It's like, you want to run as the you know, president of freedom and, like, America first, but you do these things like get rid of bump stocks. You do these things like, you know, not stand up for internet censorship. Like, you could literally, as president, you know, sign some sort of mandate to, like, enact constitutional laws on companies who are just censoring everybody out of their platform, literally deplatforming them from what has become the public space. But I don't think that's fair at all. I think it should be up to us and the consumer, and maybe not the consumer, but the community members, to decide what we want to partake in and what we don't.
I have a weird conspiracy theory about that as well. I believe that it's being done on purpose to cause outrage in conservative people and Republicans. Like, it's like, I mean, there's so much money on the Republican side. There's, you know, they could fund any social media site they want that would be able to provide, like, an umbrella for this kind of, you know, belief system. And instead they don't, you know, like, I think it's like a purposeful, like, it serves their cause well.
It doesn't seem to work, though. Like, there are conservative outfits out there, and they don't get nearly the traction that, let's say, YouTube does. YouTube gets all the traction, and left or right, like, but slowly, slowly, it's being honed down to very specific things, and other things are being cut out. You can still see, you know, anti-Israeli narrative, for sure, anti-Zion narrative, but they cut out some strange things, like anything that's labeled conspiracy.
Yeah.
But what the fuck is a conspiracy, man?
I mean, it's such a vague term. Like, it can be used in so many ways, like government conspiracy, or, you know, like conspiracy of terrorists to plan an attack, you know, or just a group of people to rip someone off, you know, like people conspire, you know, the two prisoners conspired to break out of prison. Like, it's like, it's such a vague term. It's weird to disband that. It's like a catch-all, you know. They want people to only look for, like, topic-specific things so, you know, it could be logged.
So Trump 2020 is going to be Make Israel Great, Build the Third Temple. And we got this pretty little model chick that's leading the way. And this popped up, like, fucking, what are we talking, like, a day and a half ago, really. And I haven't seen anything with it. The first clip I saw was posted to some website that was from Fox News. So, like, Fox, I bet, basically broke the story. And this chick, she knows Donald Trump. And Donald Trump tweeted out about this thing called Jexodus, which is Jewish Americans from the Democratic Party moving President over Trump to Republican. I think I saw a poll recently where there's a 40% approval rating amongst all Jews for Donald Trump. And you wonder why. But then we have things like this, literal, you know, PSYOP ad campaign. You should play through a little bit of this too, because it also, you'll hear Donald Trump do exactly what all these other journalists are doing, and that's conflate anti-Israel with anti-Semitism.
Which is not the same.
It's not the same.
Democrats for failing to take tougher action against Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic remarks.
Anti-Semitic remarks.
Anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party.
And a group of Jewish millennials called Jexodus agreed with encouraging Jewish Americans to walk away from the Democratic Party. The group
anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. Hypocrisy,
anti-Americanism, and anti-Semitism. I have no problem with Jewish people. I don't really like Israel. It's a violent country.
Jewish organizations take our support for granted. Here with more on the movement is former Trump campaign staffer and Jexodus spokesperson,
Elizabeth Pipko. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start at the beginning. Jexodus means what?
This chick.
Obviously, it's a play on Exodus, but...
The Jew Exodus.
Now we're leaving the Democratic Party.
Why did you decide to do this and start this movement?
I thought it was time, obviously.
Someone should try to find out who she works for, really.
Policies kind of start under the Obama administration. Some lobbyist or something. And it got worse and worse.
Right, from the Trump campaign to where?
On our TV screens the last month, there's anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party. They can hide it. They can do whatever they want. They failed to condemn it, and now it's there. So it's time.
Oh. How much does this hurt the Democratic Party? The fact that it sounded like we were going to have
so
a
the play is that they're saying the Republicans have a little bit of racism in there, but the Democrats have a little bit of anti-Semitism in there, and somehow that makes everything okay.
They wound up
when it's all trash human beings, and everyone should go libertarian. Libertarian.
Libertarian for life. Libertarian news for life.
Trash party.
Fuck both these trash parties. You could stop this.
We're supposed to come into play.
I just wanted you to kind of hear her voice, like, you know, and that whole idea of, like, anti-Israel is anti-Jewish. No. Israel, like you said, is a violent country that has an ethno-state that's ethnically cleansing any sort of non-Jewish entity from their area. And they're doing it slowly because they're in the public eye, hoping to create some sort of peace treaty that then will bring on the end of times once the third temple is built. Yeah. So, you guys.
And Palestine is filled with terrorist assholes. Like, I mean, you gotta say that too. It's filled with terrorist assholes.
It is. It is indeed. And then you got fucking the United States putting our sticky fingers in it. I don't know why. What kind of money do we get out of this shit? And Donald Trump, like, what the fuck? Is Jared Kushner really whispering in your ear, I am the Moshiach, fulfill my prophecy? or fucking, is someone paying you really good? Is BB, like, giving you a good check on this, you know? Is it George Soros?
Yeah, it is the Soros, probably. It probably is.
Yeah, maybe. He's definitely had previous ties with George Soros, publicly saying, oh, leave him alone! Leave George Soros alone! Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
And just one final thought on the whole Donald Trump Zionist thing. Like, it just annoys me, like, that he got his foot in the door, and basically he hasn't fulfilled one of his campaign promises. I mean, there are some cool things in there, don't get me wrong, but it's starting to weigh up, on him on the negative side. Like, you got to, you know, weigh out your positives, weigh out your negatives. I think the negatives are starting to stack up on him, you know, especially like people like Alex Jones, man. Shout out to Alex Jones. You ever want to be on our show, please?
Here's up, Alex Jones.
But, you know, people like Alex Jones, who were straight up deplatformed, who basically put him on the map. It's like Trump saying, I'm not going to stick up for you.
Yeah, for speech, even if it's a retarded speech. You know, everyone should be able to have speech, even if they're retarded. Shout out to Alex Jones.
Shout out to Alex, exactly. Yeah. But what do you think, man? It's got to be one of the three, like... Either these assholes really believe it, right? Donald Trump is this amazing Christian that's working with the Jews and trying to create a peace deal with the Muslims, and then Mashiach's going to come, and it's like they believe that, right? They're in that. Or is it the play from the Bilderbergers and like the Bohemian Grove like elites and all, you know, the Rothschilds and all of them with their secret plan to like enact this ancient script so that we kill each other off, and then they get the sky cake in the sky that they created for themselves in the form of a technocracy? Or is this some sort of like alien thing going on? Like,
dun, dun, dun.
You feel me? You know, like, there's all these.
Was Jesus like, an alien? He's going to land in Israel. And that's why the third temple right now is just a big, flat, fucking open cement area with really nothing on it. Because it's, you know, room for a ship to land. And the third temple is the fucking ship. Just lands. Jesus walks out. What up, bros? I brought that space weed.
Oh! He'd be like, let me see that sage. I could turn it into space weed.
Water into space weed too, what?
What? Even water, everything turns into space weed. Oh, he touched my arm. It's now space weed. Oh,
fuck.
Fuck, smoke this shit, homie.
So, yeah, but maybe UFO is going to drop, you know, Jesus off in Israel. I don't know, you know?
Hmm.
Who knows? Hmm. I mean, that's why I would say if I was like in back in the day, just, you know, wearing nothing but sandals and one cloak with my balls all hanging out, dust every fucking where. My mom like is like my fucking like niece's cousin or some shit. Who knows? It's all inbred. You know, it came from like two people, so it had to be lots of inbreeding.
Right? But
yeah. I mean, I would write some crazy shit too. It came from the heavens. A heaven, an angel. An angel sent from the clouds.
Right, exactly. See, but in your feeble mind, there was only two, right? But there was probably only two humans because they were the first injected with the genes.
Oh, shit. And then inbreeding? You know? And then inbreeding, right?
No, maybe. But I feel like more so those genes were injected all over the world, right? If you think about the flood story, it doesn't just exist in Christianity. It exists in, like, Norse mythology. It exists in like Asian cultures.
You're talking the rare double-fisted inbreeding. Like you're saying Adam and Eve inbred, they killed them all. Noah and his fucking daughters inbred, fucking super amount of fucking humans, all inbred. Double-fisted inbreeding.
You're close. I'm thinking that it was alien implants all around the world and they all inbred within themselves a little bit. And then eventually they intermingle. It was like multi-fisting. It was like multi-genetic fisting on a global scale.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. With the side of inbreeding. Did I mention that? Yeah.
And if you really want to understand my fisting reference, like watch some like impregnation video of like a cow or a horse or something, and they stick a whole fucking fist in there, and like, you know, that's a good reference for, you know, genetically forcing someone to breed.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like when they check cows to see if they're pregnant and shit, they like stick their whole fist up their ass.
Exactly, like you just have to like rub some cum on your fucking knuckles and blam, just shove that shit in there. Like, that's artificial insemination for you. Science.
That is what it is. Science. But with horses, they have, like, a fucking thing, dude. It's like a... It looks like, you know, those...
Look at the horse cum expert. Look at the horse cum.
Right? Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. I think I remember... This is from either Wild Boys or Jackass. When they had that fucking... It was like... It looked like a canteen. Like a leather canteen bag. It was like a big ass one that they filled it with horse jizz and like injected it into the horse. Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. So that's what happened to humans, you think, at some point with some aliens?
Maybe. So I'm saying that was option three, right? So we took it all the way back to Genesis. Okay. And then we went to the flood. Okay. You know, and the flood story happened all around the world. And, but then angels, right? Angels, like you were saying, you know, you just genetic, you got enough of the fucking juice in your ass to like change a little bit. And then you were like fucking inbreeding with your sister still because you didn't know any better. And then what, you weren't really attracted to the monkeys anymore. You know what I mean? So then like this fucking bright light comes to you and can say any shit. Like, you know, you're really an alien, but you're like, I'm an angel from heaven.
I'm an angel. That's why I was fucking your wife.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I know she's only 14, but it's God in her vagina now.
So, all right, yeah, Abraham, go kill your son. Go kill your son, Abraham. Go on, go do it. Dude, this dude's gonna do it. Watch.
Oh, chop the tip of his dick off. Chop the tip of his dick off. Do it.
Yeah. Dude, tell him. Yeah. Tell him to do that. Tell him that. Exactly.
He'll do it. Let's see if the cut tip of his dick off.
And it literally shows that, like, you know, the entities out there that are interacting with our species are not just good, they're also bad, and somewhere in between. Shit's going on, man. Yeah, shit's going on.
Oh, aliens. Man, I'm so going to hell. I mean, if we actually had viewers right now, we would just be destroyed. We would just be overwhelmed with the amount of complaints from the Jewish Defense League.
Maybe one day we'll get there. Maybe one day we'll get to the point where fucking, you know, people actually are offended by our thoughts. But right now we're just low level thought criminals.
Yeah, it would be nice to know that someone cared, you know.
Yeah, right. The moment we get zucked from Twitch is the moment we know someone cares. Shout out to Twitch.
Brings a tear to my eye. That's awesome. Someone listened.
Right, exactly.
Having transcript of it read to you in court. Oh my God, someone listened. Word to
and
the
it's
judge.
There forever. Yeah, word to that transcriber, man. You type it on that shit. There was a lot of words there, and you had to type them. So,
nice.
Holy shit. Yeah, fucking. Oh, I lost my train of thought on that one.
Fucking aliens, though.
Aliens, right? It's all about them aliens, dude. I'm telling you.
So the aliens is causing all these problems.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's about time that they came out to us and told us what was down. Mm-hmm. You know, it's obvious that it's out in the open. Like I have this, the last clip I got from you tonight is this one. It's from Fox News. It's literally Tucker Carlson talking about the existence of UFOs. And that's fucking crazy to me, because, like, Tucker Carlson, he mostly dabbles in, like, truth bombs and shit, you know? And, like, he also... Someone just texted me Beto is running for president. Oh, my God, dude. Is he old enough?
Oh, God, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Fuck.
Trump 2020. You heard it here first. Trump 2020.
Right? Fuck, man. That's, like... All of the things going on with Trump fucking up right now, something like that could be like, boom, Democrats lose it. Trump 2020, make Israel, build the third temple great.
Like if the Democrats really put Kanye up, like, sorry, Kanye, I'm voting Trump.
Yeah. I don't know. I might vote Kanye. Anyways, This is Tucker Carlson talking about the existence of UFOs.
Well, for decades, only crackpots and crazy people believed in UFOs. That's what I thought anyway. And then in recent years, it turns out that governments have been taking them seriously all along. Very seriously. Nick Pope is a journalist who has spent years researching UFOs for the British government. He says that UFOs aren't just real. They also frequently come close to crashing into commercial airliners. Among other things, Nick Pope joins us tonight. Nick, thank you very much for coming on.
Okay, you can stop it there.
Question of do,
like, just to hear him be like, okay, I'm a serious journalist. This is Fox News. This isn't alien autopsy. Ah, fuck, goddammit. even later on in the interview, he like pauses at times because it's like he just doesn't even know what to say. But the video goes on to kind of conclude, like, okay, we don't know if there's alien entities on board or, like, if it's alien of any sort. It's just an unidentified flying object. It could be, like, experimental ships from other worlds. Or, I'm sorry, from other countries. So, I don't know. We got weird things flying in the sky. You ever see a UFO before, Crafter?
Yes.
Really? Tell me about it.
I don't know if I should be saying this. You know, the Men in Black might come.
Weird.
I mean, I guess it wasn't anything, like, too amazing. Like, I can't really say it was an alien. Like, it just, like, it could have been, like, ball lightning. It was, like, a large blue glowing orb that flew, like, over across the sky, stopped, and then changed direction and flew a different direction, like a 90-degree turn, like a large blue glowing ball. And other people were with me who also witnessed it, but I mean that's like it, that doesn't necessarily mean aliens, but I guess a UFO would count.
Interesting. I was just watching this fucking video the other day of this Air Force guy who was on location. I can't remember where it was. It wasn't in the United States, but. They were in some forest, and the account is of them seeing this triangular craft. And when he touches it, it transmits a message into him that basically imprints on his brain, and it was all in binary. And, like, he felt compelled to write it down. such a cool story, man. I like the idea of imparting knowledge in such a way where you get so deep into technology, you could literally interact with something on a biological level, send a message that then could be interpreted from zeros and ones. I want to believe that's true. It's fucking, yeah. It's metal.
That's what Elon Musk wants to believe as well, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, Elon Musk is on to the aliens?
No, I mean, he sure he wants to be able to, you know, transmit minds into zeros and ones.
Oh yeah, that is very true. You talk about Neuralink. But the crazy thing is he's not the only one that's working on it. It seems to be kind of like a technology race right now. The idea of being able to interface with the cybernetic consciousness, I guess you would say. Like, step one was making artificial intelligence similar to Watson and Google and, you know, Siri and all this shit. Step two, I guess, tap yourself into that same database and then be able to remove the bandwidth between the knowledge and you get it kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, like, yeah, be able to acquire, like, Google through your brain.
Exactly. Because, you know, everyone's talking on this level of, like, you will be, you know, super omni-intelligent. We're already there. Literally, you know, you need to do a conversion equation from hertz to RPMs. You could just type that into your phone, and then, boom, within less than a second, it comes in. The difference being Neuralink or these cybernetic collective conscious uplink systems would be taking away that latency so that instantly with the thought you have it. Fucking crazy, man. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, but that's like also opening your mind to a network which can be abused. You know, like you can look for information and maybe the information is incorrect. Like the history of Israel.
Ooh, yeah, snap into a Slim Jim. Oh, I feel like that happens so much too. It's history's written by the winners, you know? And when you look back as a whole, things look so different. But as humans, it's so easy for us to be myopic. It's so it's so comfortable. You comfortable tonight, Crafter?
Yeah, I mean, now I'm worried about aliens and Men in Black coming at my door. Maybe even, like, Mossad busting in. I don't even know. But
dude, Mossad would be the one, man. Because, like, yeah, we're talking shit about Israel right now. And I guess Israel, if you criticize Israel, that means that you hate the Jews.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like, dude, when are we going to get over the whole World War II complex? You know? Yeah. Is it when all the baby boomers die?
When are we going to start respecting everyone equally and not try to respect someone more, you know? Like, oh, everyone's equal, but the Jews need extra attention. Like, what? No, equal. Everyone's equal. No one kill anybody. No one try to take anyone else out because of what they are. Like, you know, wait for what they do, you know?
not by the color of our skin, but the content of our character.
Something that we try to encourage other young kids to do, but we no longer, once you become an adult, they're just like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. It's like that transition from screaming and not getting what you want to screaming and then getting what you want.
Like, we live in America, which is, you know, a huge melting pot of a massive amount of different cultures, beliefs, races, religions, and, like, there is no really going back at this point. Like, unfortunately, we believe our way of life is the best, and I think we should expect others to conform to that, wherever they are. China, Israel, Pakistan, Afghanistan, wherever the fuck you are, you better turn American real quick, or fucking, you know, we'll bring America to you.
America, coming to a country near you. But isn't that what all ideologies try to do? They try to, like, take over everything?
Yeah, but I mean, like, we have so many other venues. We don't have to do it just like through warfare or anything like that. We could do it through, you know, economics and, you know, like owning industries and, like, you know, like we could There's no reason to leave people out. Like, I thought, you know, more people equals more sales equals more profit. You know, this is capitalism. You know, like, don't you want to include more? Take over more? Sell to more? You know, isn't that the goal? And, like worrying about population boom, like, or anything like that, isn't that, like, a corporation's dream? Like, oh, wow, there's an infinite amount of customers and you have no idea how to slow it down? Like, isn't that more money? Isn't that more work? Isn't that... You know, like, why can these businesses not expand infinitely?
Indeed. I think that now the big scare is, and the big narrative is, like, oh, we're being replaced by robots. I haven't seen any robots at my work. Whenever I go to a fast food joint, I'm not ordering from a kiosk. So, yeah. I don't know.
I still got people serving me cold burgers. What the fuck, man? I'm almost wanting that robot to cook me a nice, fresh, non-spit-on, hot burger so they don't fuck it up. Like the guy getting paid minimum wage, asshole.
I mean, consistent every time. Imagine a world where the robot has no feelings. It is just a program to cook your burger consistently every time. That's amazing, bro. We are fucked. And of course the elite are going to want to get rid of us because they want the spoils to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even elite, and I want one of them robot fucking hamburger cooking bots, goddamn.
Yeah, right? Hell yeah.
I mean...
It's like the waffle bot from Harold and Kumar Christmas or whatever.
I mean, like, when they just turn automated, maybe it's just, like, rob a fucking McDonald's for the fucking, you know, hamburger bot and the fry bot. You got fucking burgers and fries at home, man, all day, you know? Like...
Or at least the means to make them, right? I mean, shit. That technology, it must be released into the wild. It's like Elysium, man. You get bits and pieces of it, stick it together so you could stick it to the man.
To the man. Would you get one of those weird exoskeletons like in Elysium?
Oh, motherfuck yeah. The moment you want to fucking dial into my nervous system put on... hell yeah, waffle bots. Put on an external fucking suit and then, you know, tromp around and fucking have the most accurate shot and be able to jump really high and shit. Fucking A, I'm down.
And like
I figured...
a waffle maker in your crotch. Like you could just have like waffles on the run. Like you'd be like blam, blam, kicking people's ass and boom, waffle done. Eat that shit. Boom. And it keeps your nuts
like,
warm. Bam.
It keeps, yeah. That my dick run hot already. So
dick
I don't know about
hot.
That, but my dick run hot because it makes waffles. Yeah,
bitch. Bitches
love. You heard it here first.
Bitches love waffle dick.
Fucking bitches love waffle dick. You heard it here first. Verbose.xyz. That is our website. Definitely check it out. Verbose.xyz/mp3. Just throwing it out there. Shilling for ourselves where we can shill the most, and that's on our actual platform. Well, we're doing it on Twitch right now, but yeah, we guaranteed eventually we will fucking be zucked from this shit. So check us out at our website. Yeah. Definitely download our MP3s, listen to our shit. BitChute, fucking DTube. Hopefully I figure out the YouTube thing. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that. Wafflebot, dick, chicks love it. Just saying. And UFOs are real. We heard it here first.
Yep.
Or actually, we've heard it in many other places, but 9 months ago on fucking Fox News, right out of the mouth of fucking Tucker Carlson.
And
are they angels?
Yeah, are they Jewish? Are aliens Jewish? I'm asking the important questions here.
Here on Verbose.xyz. What the fuck? Maybe. Maybe these are Jew-FOs.
Jew-FOs. I mean, very possible. You know, were they in the shape of a dreidel? Kind of, you know?
Kind of, dude. Oh my god. Yes. Yes. I love it so much. So good. Oh God!
It's possible. It's very possible. Jewish aliens.
I want that to be a real thing.
Me too.
Fucking. fucking. What's going on in the land of crypto these days? There's a few things going on. Oh wait, before we get into fucking. UFOs, my dude. UFOs. Sorry. Someone was hitting me up in chat. I'm like, what the fuck? Beautiful. But this just dropped. I got a notification about Hack 5. Shout out to Hack 5. I met you guys in fucking Austin. You guys were rocking it, you know, at some location, but you were all picking locks. I found that very hackerish of you guys. Good to meet up with you. And shout out to the homie that did the Pixie Boot tutorial. He really taught me a lot with that. But they just recently released a video on their segment that they do called Threat Wire. And it turns out that the NSA has been engineering this software called GIDRA. It's a reverse engineering framework that allows you to take malware and reverse engineer it so that not only you can understand it, but you could recreate it. And they put this out here in the wild. If you go to their GitHub, you can download this, but all that it contains is MD files and readmes and shit like that. There's a link on their page to www.nsa.gov/GIDRA. That's GHIDRA. You can download that shit there. But yeah, do you think it's possible, Crafter, that this has some sort of spyware in it?
Shit, that's so hard. Like, I would want to say yes. I want to say yes. I want to blame the NSA, instantly say it, but maybe not. If it's something public, maybe it's something old they thought might be useful to people, but they have something already better.
There are already better platforms. There's a paid-for one. I can't remember the name of it, but it has features that are beyond this, let's just say.
So I wouldn't feel comfortable saying yes for sure. There's something nefarious in it, but there's a big possibility. The NSA is never forthright. They're never willing to disclose all their information. They always call everything national security, even things that were decades ago. So you can never really trust them.
So I'm downloading it right now, and here's the thing, like. I would trust it more if they fucking straight up threw it on GitHub. But instead, let's see what this file looks like. It's in a zip file, and it has pre-compiled bat files, or binaries, I should say. Unless, is this the source code? I don't know if it is.
I've not even looked at this, so I mean, like, I'm just, speculating.
I'm running it. Let's see what happens.
But I mean, the Edward Snowden leaks were just insane. The amount of technology they were using that has not really been used in the consumer or public sector, and the ways that they can spy on things or the distance they can get Wi-Fi signals from is nowhere near what we're using, and it's kind of crazy to think of how. much better and how much further we could be technology-wise if the government wasn't holding it back for the purpose of spying.
Right. I feel like concepts like air gapping scare the fuck out of me. You were talking about that last week. This idea that you could just literally, project a vibration at a processor and then be able to access its cores to then compute whatever the fuck you want. That's insane. Or deep fakes, man. We could be eventually one day they're gonna make a porn that it's you and me.
I mean, they could, or show any kind of audio in court that says you admit to anything, and it sounds just like you. Same kind of type of clearing your throat, the same moments, the same inflection in certain words, and you would even probably doubt, is that me? Did I say that? Was I drugged, or was that fake? You would have no idea. Like, it would sound perfect. Or if it looked like a security cam in, like, an interrogation room, which is already lower quality than, HD cam somewhere else, I mean, that fake would even be easier.
Wow.
And I think that's the really terrifying part, is they could manufacture anything against anyone, with technology now.
Now that I'm thinking about this and downloading and fucking with it, I'm like, ah, fuck, dude. Like, I want to say it was, 6 years ago. The government made it, the FBI made it so that if you downloaded, what's it called, that Onion browser, what is that thing called?
Tor.
Tor, thank you. If you download Tor, you're on an FBI watch list. I'm wondering if the same is going to happen with this, and I just fucked myself over.
I mean, probably, just for having, weird beliefs, you're probably on some list.
That's true. I do get searched everywhere. Mostly at Illuminati headquarters. I mean, Denver International.
Shout out to Bohemian Grove.
Shout out to George Soros.
Yeah, invite me. I'll come. No one knows who I am. I'll check it out. It'd be cool.
Dude, yeah, I want to go to Bohemian Grove. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'd accept the invite. I won't even report on it. I promise to. I'll sign an NDA. I want to get the overall feel of what's happening here. It's for
you want to get the.
Yeah, just for personal knowledge. I won't even let you know. But maybe you can come with me. That'd be cool.
Dude, I'm down. Maybe you can hang out with Ricky Dearman there.
Yeah, I'll sign anything they want. I'll never talk about it ever. I just want to know. You know, I want to know. What the hell? I'm sitting around here in the world, just wondering.
But what if it's like frat club styley, where they're going to try to frame you in some way so that you don't talk about it? Like you have to suck a dick or they won't let you in.
I mean, that's weird, but I mean, like.
But all those, like, you know.
Like smuggle like meth in my ass or something like that instead? Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Bro, that would be the shittiest fucking ride you ever took in, or the best
yeah,
you
or
ever
the best.
Took in your life. If that bag breaks, man, straight to the asshole, dude.
Yeah.
You remember back in the day, girls would like do Molly up their ass.
Really?
Yeah. You never.
These are new things. I'm intrigued here. What? What?
Yeah, dude. Like
girls' buttholes in ecstasy. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking everything we're talking about. What the fuck, Israel? What is this fucking knowledge that you have here?
So I don't know. Like back in the day. Back in my old hood, fucking, that's how girls would do it, and they talked about it openly. Like these two raver chicks I used to hang out with, fucking my first go round with in college, they would laugh about how when they'd get, you know, a pressy of, and it wasn't Molly back then, it was like an ecstasy, right? But it was like the, you know, it would be like a little pressed pill with a fucking. Shape on it and it'd have a pretty color to it. You know, you see all kinds of things like blue Pokemon, yellow ducks, whatever, right? So fucking, anyways, what they would do is because you absorb it in your asshole quicker and it would hit you harder, they would like look at each other in the face and like drop their drawers and then stick it up their ass so that like when they made a funny face, it would make each other laugh.
What?
So yeah, you know, it was uncomfortable sticking a fucking pill up their ass, so they would just face each other.
Why not in their vagina more than their ass?
Huh. I don't know. I guess that would work too, man. But, like, that might do something to the pH balance in there and make it smell weird, you know? Cool. Asshole's dead to you anyway, so.
Yeah, asshole already stinks, you know? No big deal.
Exactly.
So they would shove these pills up their butt, and then is it like drinking with your butt? Like it absorbs like faster and like more, and like it hits harder.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you shove it up your butt to like find out?
No, I've never done that before. Believe it or not, I've never done drugs anally before.
Wow. Mm. You heard it first. You heard it here first. He has not put drugs up his anus.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it might not stay, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it just falls out. You'd have to get good at you'd have to have like some straight up Kegels, you know?
Yeah, or like put it on a tampon and jam it up there.
Oh my god, dude, fuck. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm sure I might have to pause this real quick. I'm checking out your chat.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. Hold on. Let me stop this.
Whoa.
Yeah. I can't do this shit on my own. I've been watching this shit close. Sorry. Yeah. The logistics of doing drugs up your vagina.
Yeah, or anus. That's just a level I was never willing to go, I guess.
Same, I guess. Same. And two, like, I've had friends that have been permanently changed from doing Thorazine. One of my friends is dead now. But, like, getting that, that's all they got. And those are suppositories, my dude.
Damn.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Butthole
and
drugs.
Butthole drugs, bro. Yeah, that's a thing, dude. Fucking suppository. Butthole drugs. In Ayurveda, they talk a lot about doing enemas, like for both training your colon, reconditioning your colon, as well as cleaning it. So not only do you fucking put shit in there to like fucking wash it out or whatever, but also to let you like hold oils in your colon to like allow them to absorb into your large intestine. Would it be? Small intestine.
I hate to break it to you, but you're gay. Hey, you're gay, dude.
Wait, so if you hold oils in your ass, you're gay?
For sure. Like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but you're gay. You're gay now, and just so you know, you're fucking gay.
I never said I did it. I said that's a thing in Ayurveda.
Oh, okay. Okay, but well, yeah, that changed things. But I assumed, you were holding oils in your anus, for sure. And like, oh, wow, you're gay. It's cool, man. We're still chill, but you know, you're gay now.
As we speak, bro. Fucking, I've been holding oil this whole fucking time.
Oh, wow.
You couldn't do it, bro. You couldn't do it. You couldn't hold oil in your ass for like an hour and a half.
I could hold oil in my ass for like 30 seconds. No way. That should just leak out, probably.
So you have a really loose asshole then?
No, I mean, isn't that just what things like the like liquid does? Like, isn't that what happens?
I don't know. Have you ever had diarrhea before?
I mean, yeah.
Did it just leak out?
I mean, no, not like constantly, but it wasn't like pure oil either. Like,
oh, God. What would be worse, water or oil?
I mean, I don't know.
Or like, what would be harder to hold in your ass, water or oil?
The best would be like a slush. Like, if you could drink so many slushes that you like have slush diarrhea, like that would be a pretty like exhilarating feeling, I think.
Slush diarrhea.
Like, that'd be pretty good, right? Like cold diarrhea.
Yeah, boy. No.
No, I'm sure gay guys love that, you know.
Cold diarrhea.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm sure that would like soothe everything from the inside out. You know, like I'm sure that would be like the ultimate after gay anal sex thing.
I don't know, man. I think the ultimate gay after anal sex thing is docking. Duh.
Oh shit.
Shout
out to docking.
Urethral docking, man. That's when you're truly gay, dude. Wait, hold on. This is from someone out there in TV watching land. That's why you put it up the butt. It doesn't come out. Lol. Even not even water.
What? Nothing up there? You can just put anything up there and it doesn't come out? Like any kind of liquid or substance or like. Like, do you remember GAC? Like, remember, like, Nickelodeon GAC? Like, if you shove that up someone's asshole, like, none of it would leak out, like, leaving a little bit?
I don't think so, man. And I think you could constipate someone real quick with that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It'd be like fucking that torture monologue or diatribe on that Wu-Tang album. I'll fucking open up your asshole and shove 1999 GAC in your asshole, and then you'll try to hatch shit it out, and you'll just bleed and bleed.
What?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
This happened? Fuck yeah.
No, that's my spin on it, right?
I mean, I would donate money to get some 1999 Nickelodeon yak off eBay if someone is willing to shove it up their asshole. I will pay for this endeavor.
Same. I'll pay for shipping at least.
Yeah, I'm only paying for the GAC. I'm not paying for like them to do it. They just have to do it for fun.
Okay, word. Yeah, we don't even need a video. Just do it.
Yeah, for personal experience. I won't tell anybody. I'll sign anything you want. I just want to see what happens.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, exactly. This ain't about all of you and your experience. This is about our experience.
Yeah.
Verbose.xyz.
Yeah.
Verbosely verboten here on Twitch. Fucking shout out to the super overlords of Twitch. YouTube, please let us upload to you.
Yeah, or put gack in your butt if you don't, you fuckers.
Yeah. Exactly. And the gay Israel, straight Palestine, straight out, straight up, shout out to Alex Jones.
Just bisexual Egypt. Fucking crossing that line, bisexual Egypt.
Yeah.
Jew loving Muslims.
Is that what Egypt is?
I mean, I don't know if they love them, but you know, they keep their wall up. They're like, nah, you can't come in here, Palestine. Nah, that's not cool.
That is true. It's like that Gillette commercial with that black guy that stops the white guy from chasing after a cute girl by being like, not cool, not cool. That's Egypt to fucking Palestine.
Not cool, not cool.
Not cool, not cool.
Captain Phillips.
Captain Alex. Who killed Captain Alex?
Do you know the way?
He knows the way.
Oh God, those memes. God. Memes sure have changed, but I'm glad that they're all dead.
You're glad that all memes are dead?
Those are the best ones.
Yeah, that's true. All I gotta say is dicks out for Harambe.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
I'm glad he's dead.
Dude, go fuck yourself, bro.
I'm glad.
Dicks out for Harambe right now.
How would he ever be able to rise again and save our souls if he didn't die?
Oh! Fucking Harambe is Mashiach. Oh! Oh, God. Oh, my God. I want that to be true, dude.
Harambe is Jesus. Anyone who believes in Harambe will find peace.
Mm-hmm. May Harambe be with you. And also with you.
But not that guy. Fuck that guy over there.
Yeah, fuck that guy. If you're of the Abrahamic religions, go fuck yourself. Dicks out for Harambe. Dicks out for Harambe.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So,
feels like this Wednesday came and gone. And here we are again.
Indeed. We made it. We did it. What is this, number 7?
Number 7. 7 fucking weeks in a row.
7. 7.
7.
Nigga, you the devil.
It might be.
Nah. You're just a lesser demon.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. But Satan, Satanism, that's an Abrahamic religion as well.
Do you think Satan has circumcised?
You know what? I bet not.
Yeah, that's probably true. Because he doesn't have, you know, he never made a covenant with God.
I would like to think that Satan is not circumcised.
Yeah, he's walking around with anteater dick.
Yeah, all day. Shout out to my boys out there with the foreskin. You definitely Goyim. We right there with you. Again, thank you for joining us tonight and joining in on this autistic conversation. You can always hit us up in the chat live on Wednesdays around 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That would be twitch.tv/verbose_xyz. We have a website. Go to it, verbose.xyz. Go figure. And we're also on platforms such as BitChute and DTube. Under BitChute, look for Miles Lowe, and under DTube, Verbose. Love you guys so much. The gay Israel.
Yeah.
Bisexual. Bisexual Egypt. And motherfucking straight Palestine. Shout out to Alex Jones and Grafter. You're the man.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Rewind this shit and listen to it again.
Yeah.
Peace.
Doses.